This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing Mishabur Daf Mishabur. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Lamed Ches. Siv Ches. The Mechaber said that those who write Tefillin and the salesmen and the merchants all the way along the line, and anyone who's oisik in any kind of Melechah Shemayim is putter from putting on Tefillin the whole day, except for Zman Kriya Shema Tefillah. The Rama adds, let's read the Rama. Hagav, im ha yutzvichim la'asayis malachtem b'shas kriya shema tefillah, as p'tom kriya shema tefillin, utfilot tefillin. If they have to do their work at the time of Shema and davening, they're exempt from kriya shema and from tefillah and from tefillin. The chal ha'oisik b'mitzvah patar mi'mitzvah. Anyone who's oisik in a mitzvah is exempt from a mitzvah, mi'mitzvah acheres. Im tzach l'tshroich achar acheres. So anyone who's involved in one mitzvah is pater from another mitzvah if he has to go and be busy and bother with the other mitzvah. If it's possible to get both of them done, then you do both of them. So let's see the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Chavav, Tzrichin. What would the situation be where they need to do their work at the time of Kriya Shema? So this we saw yesterday. In other words, they have a buyer who wants to buy stam, v'hakoina writes a lifrais bayam, and the buyer needs to go overseas, oy b'shayara achshav, or on a caravan, v'yevshaloi lahamtin, and he can't wait, ad sha'asoyfer oy hatagar yikayim mitzvah achas shabali yaday. And he's not going to wait until the soifer or the merchant fulfills a mitzvah, k'goin hanachas tefillin, oy kriya shema, v'adin shar kol ha-mitzvahs. Basically, the buyer is not going to wait until you need to daven. Therefore, it's permitted to write or to sell. Very hard to understand that, why we would say oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah in this situation. Because this guy needs to buy a pair of tefillin, therefore, I'm putter from wearing tefillin. What mitzvah is there to buy tefillin?
Bir halacha.
What?
Bir halacha.
In other words, what mitzvah am I being involved in? A mitzvah to sell tefillin? I mean, that's a good deed, but that's going to push off a chiyuv. Even on the buyer, there's no mitzvah to buy tefillin. It's only hechsher mitzvah. So the Bir Alacha says, Trichim Lasis Malach, then I Mishnah Brura Sivkatan Chavav, Shatakti Malavush Ladina, Vachimash Chamalash and Srichim Shekasav Rama, that if you need to do your work, that's what the Rama is Mashal. Akasha, the Kimda Das Rama, who Kishitas Aran, Chamashim Sam, Batsal Aran, Potter, Bechol Gavne, Imkar Hiskal Lichtav, Kamashamuchach, Bebeis Yosef. So what he seems to be bothered by is that it's only the source of this halacha is talking about if you already started writing it. He brings that perhaps this guy who needs to travel, he's going somewhere, he's not going to have time for many days, so then you can even start writing. Okay, and then the Bir Alacha says perhaps we're talking about a situation where he's anticipating many, many buyers. Otherwise, it's hard to conjure up a case that he can't pause for a moment to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin and kriya shema. Okay, let's continue on in the Mishnah Brura. Az Peturin. Then you're pater from shema utfila. Umayri shekvar hischa lichtov kodem shegiyazman kriya shema. It's talking about we already started writing before this man Kriya Shema came. Avo Mishigia Zman also Lhaska Lichtov. Once the time came, you can write Kamashikasa Stiman Ayan Base of Base, can't cause him a mug in Avram. I don't understand why he needs to say that. We're talking about selling. Okay, that's what he says. However, based on the way we describe the case in the name of Levush, that the buyer needs to travel or go on a caravan, and he can't wait. He can't wait until the sofer's mekayim Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Pashut, it's obvious to Kulei Alma, according to everyone, Mutar haSofer la'asos lo'i melachtai. It's permitted for the sofer to do his malacha. Imhu mishar sheyishar lo'i zman likrois, if he could evaluate that enough time will be left to read. If he's able to read the first parsha, he should. In other words, we're talking about a situation where the buyer is, this is only window of opportunity to purchase. If he doesn't purchase now, he's going to be left without tefillin. So it doesn't have to be where the sofer started writing before. It's the buyer came. It's and if you don't take care of the buyer, he's not going to have tefillin. Okay, so we say the rule is, kol ha'isek b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. What does this mean? It says Mishnah Berurah, "V'davka oisek b'mitzvah." That's only if you're actually involved in doing a mitzvah. For example, kugan b'shashu loy veishat tefillin. Let's say at the time he's wearing tefillin, oisek b'tikunei ha'aveda, or he's involved in, let's say, he found a lost object and he's required now to preserve it. For example, kugan l'shatcha l'tzarka, he has to spread it out for its own need. Let's say somebody finds a garment. So in order to be a halachic meshiv aveda, in the meantime, you need to take care of the aveda. You need to stretch it out. You have to actively return to the owner. So that's only your oisik b'mitzvah is you're actively putting on the tefillin or actively involved in returning the object. We don't say oisik b'mitzvah at the time you're being mekayem a mitzvah. Only at the time you're doing a mitzvah. You're involved in the ma'isa mitzvah. B'shashu mekayem, it's going to kfar lovesh tefillin. Let's say you're just wearing tefillin. Oishoimer aveda. Or you're just guarding the aveda. Shumenachas kfar b'hatevasai. It's put in a box. L'chol kagavna. Afal b'shu mekayem mitzvah. Even though you're fulfilling a mitzvah by wearing tefillin. Einenu oisik b'mitzvah. So look in the Be'er Halacha that it explained further. Weiter. Im Tzorech. If the other mitzvah requires tircha, you don't leave the first mitzvah. Even if going to be busy with the new mitzvah, you're not going to be mevatel the first mitzvah. Even if the second mitzvah is bigger. So in other words, it's not a matter of losing the first mitzvah. It's once you started with the first mitzvah, you don't abandon it. If it means that going to the second mitzvah is a asek. So in other words, It's not a matter of losing out on the first mitzvah or not fulfilling the first mitzvah by going to the second one. It's if the second mitzvah requires any kind of involvement, you're not required to be involved in such a thing. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. And I wish everyone a wonderful day. Kol tov.
What's the schedule? You going away sometime?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.